بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. There are many many sunnahs to fulfill on a Friday. We were focusing on the sunnah of visiting the graveyard. Another story is mentioned where a person saw in his dream that all the graves in a graveyard opened up suddenly and the dead came out and started picking up something from the ground, except for one person who kept sitting in his place and was quite at ease. He asked him what the others were picking, to which he replied that they were picking up the rewards of sadaqah, durood and dua, which the living had sent for the people of the graveyard. He asked him why he was not picking up anything. The person replied that he had a young son who had a business selling sweetmeats in such and such bazaar, and who daily read the whole Quran Sharif and sent him the thawab. The man went to that marketplace in the morning and he saw a young man selling sweetmeats while his lips were moving. The man had asked what he was reading. The young man replied that he was reciting daily the entire Quran Sharif and selling the thawab as a gift to his deceased father. The person who had the dream again saw the dream after some time. Noticed that the person with whom he had spoken to was also picking up something with the others. Suddenly he woke up surprised. In the morning he went to the same marketplace and he also found out that the young man himself had passed away. So we should leave such children, like the hadith says, when a person passes away, then all his actions come to an end, except for three actions. Sadaqa jariya wa ilmin yuntafa'u bihi, knowledge that others are benefiting from, wa waladin salihin yad'u lahu, and a pious son that is making dua for his parents. He hasn't forgotten his parents, making dua for his parents and sending thawab for them. How unfortunate it is that while the parents are alive, some children forget their parents. They don't want to know them. About a week ago, someone passed away here in Durban. I knew him well. He only had one daughter. His daughter, he slogged, he worked hard. Ordinary worker, not a professional person. Worked very hard, made her a lawyer. And he tells me that after making her a lawyer, she's earning very well, doesn't want to know her father, doesn't want to see him, doesn't contribute anything. And bicharo, this man passed away. What hope is there that that girl will read for him? So we should raise children with such values that in our lifetime also they serve us, and when we pass away also they don't forget us and they recite for us. What should a person read at the graveyard? Very quickly, Surah Yasin, Quran Sharif. Our back will be towards the Qibla, facing the Qabr, and we recite Surah Yasin. Or 11 times Surah Ikhlas, Surah Fatiha, Surah Ikhlas, Surah Al-Hakum Al-Takathur once, Surah Zilzal, Surah Mulk, Ayatul Kursi, excessive recitation of the Kalima Tayyiba, Durood Sharif also. All these can be recited. How much time we have? We recite 5 minutes, 10 minutes, and we send the thawab for the deceased. They will appreciate it greatly. Like Hazrat Mawlana Ibrahim Ya Rahmatullah used to say, today you do for someone, tomorrow someone will do for you. You can also recite the beginning verses of Surah Baqarah and the concluding verses of Surah Baqarah. Alif Lam Mim Til Ulaika Ala Hudam Mir Rabbihim Wa Ulaika Humul Muflihun. The last concluding verses, Lillahi Ma Fi Samawati Amana Rasul. You can recite that. And also make a habit of taking our male children, taking the male children to the graveyard, making them accustomed to this habit of visiting the graveyard so that they don't forget us when we pass away. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq.